sitcom A Minute with Stan Hooper, Norm MacDonald plays a big city broadcaster in search of a small town life. So he moves with his wife to the middle of Wisconsin, only things aren't quite as different as he hoped. Take a look.
Hey, give us a couple of cups of Joe.
Two cappuccinos coming right up.
No, not cappuccino. Just Joe.
Latte?
Don't you guys have regular coffee?
Regular coffee? Where are you folks from?
We're from New York City.
But we're going to make Waterford Falls our new home.
Oh, that's marvelous. Fallen on hard times, have you?
Fallen on hard times? No, I'm Stan Hooper.
Huh? Well, please welcome back Norm MacDonald.
Adrian Brody here.
Well, just because we told you that she's a little tipsy at times.
I am teasing.
But you saw the whole thing about the Tyco big party. You had a 40th birthday party
recently. Yeah.
Did you have dancing girls? And
what did you have? It was just Dennis Kozlowski had a little thing.
That's it?
Yeah.
What was your party like?
I didn't have a party, man. I have parties.
You're not partying on your 40th birthday?
Yeah.
Well, we know you're too old for the young comedian circuit now, so.
That's right. I'm an old man.
Yeah.
Well, usually people have their midlife crisis around 40.
Are you having it?
No, I had mine when I was 25.
You're recovering midlife crisis.
Yeah, I'm going to die when I'm 50.
Oh, please. Well, Jim, why are you saying that?
That's horrible.
That's what a lady said.
Who said that?
A gypsy.
When?
Okay, listen, your new show.
Stop dating gypsy. Gypsy told you that.
Your new show just began, and you know, it may very well run until you're 50. So, no. I'm trying to help. Okay, so you play a big city television commentator,
yes,
like some we know, who moves to this small town.
Yes, ma'am.
As we saw a little bit of it. What inspired you to do this? Because you're not involved with it all.
Well, I based the character on, I based his voice on Douglas Edwards. You guys remember Douglas Edwards?
Oh, sure.
Edwards?
Mm-hmm.
And,
the Watch?
No.
Watch?
I don't know, yeah.
You know,
He was a commentator.
Yeah.
He was before your time.
Before my time. You're thinking of Cameron Swayze.
He was 6 months old, so go ahead.
And Charles Osgood, you know Charles Osgood.
Charles Osgood's great.
So you took real people.
Yeah. So I base it on a dude that lives in New York who talks about small town values and stuff.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, he's... doing ecstasy parties over at William Paley's house and stuff. So he doesn't really understand.
I don't really understand. I don't want that funny, you know?
He doesn't understand the small... So he decides to move to a small town to get in touch with his roots. Not his roots, but the roots he never had. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, now, it premieres tonight, Norm, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and... I was reading some of the reviews. You're getting great reviews, but some weird ones also. And we pulled this one. A reviewer from the Vancouver Sun said, quote, "I don't like Norm MacDonald as a rule, and I liked A Minute with Stan Hooper." Yeah. That should tell you all you need to know right now. What
is that?
What is that supposed to mean?
Why is your father writing these things?
Do you listen to reviews, or do you just go out and do your thing?
I don't read reviews, but that one sounds pretty good. That's actually how I feel. I like the show. I don't like myself.
So, hey, Norm, what do I hear about you and the stray dog? What's the story there?
That's nice of you to say about Ronald Reagan. I thought he was the greatest president of the 20th century. Sure.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Dog. You have something to say
the
about
dog.
She asked a question.
You asked me about a dog?
Stray dog.
Stray dog.
But thanks for the Ronald Reagan thing.
I found a stray dog, and it was kind of an entertaining anecdote. If I may be so bold. But I found a stray dog in the corner, a beautiful little dog, and he looked up at me. He's just sitting there, and he looked all forlorn, and, you know, with his big brown eye. So, you know, I said, "I've never done anything good in my life. I'm going to save this dog."
Aww.
So I picked him up and I carried him home 15 blocks, you know, to my apartment in Los Angeles, and then I got home and I looked in his collar and he had like a little ID, and it had his address, and the address was where I found him. Basically, I kidnapped the dog. So then I took the dog back, you know, I was all like nervous, and I went back to the corner, and there was this guy in the corner. He's like, Billy, I guess the dog's name was Billy. He's like, Billy, where are you, Billy? He's all panicked. And so I'm like, hey, man, is this Billy? And then he goes, yeah, that's my dog. And I go, yeah. He goes, it's really funny. He never moves from this corner. So he goes, where did you find him? I go, he was way down there. So then, like, I'm leaving, and I hear the guy going, bad dog, bad dog.
Oh, I'm thinking because of you.
Yeah, the dog's like, that guy.
Well, that's just a taste of Norm Macdonald, who is very funny and slightly weird, but in the best possible,
Reagan.
Sweetest.
And he, just because I like Reagan?
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all. No, that's got nothing to do with it.
There's a new book with Reagan's letters.
Yes, and it's a wonderful book, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Anyway,
you're
talking
Canadian.
About you.
What are you such a patriot all of a sudden?
I'm no longer going to be a Canadian. I'm going to become an American because of Canada's just terrible.
What? Spit it out.
Terrible. Well, Canada had a certain. You know, they didn't help out in the unpleasantness.
I see.
So
one of the things that Norm Macdonald does in his show, which he does have a minute in which he talks about things that are on his mind, you're wonderful, and you're a wonderful guest, and
you
we love having you. And we thank you for coming on today when you're on tonight. It's called A Minute Extended. We've got 3 minutes tonight. We check your local listings. We'll be right back.